It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Sir Simon Rattle is the new music director of the London Symphony Orchestra. The news ends months of speculation about whether Rattle would return to the UK when his tenure with the Berlin Philharmonic was up. The conductor will take up the appointment in September of 2017, following in the footsteps of Andre Previn, Michael Tilson-Thomas, Sir Colin Davis, and others. He replaces Valery Gergiev, who's heading to Munich. Rattle appears at a press conference at the Barbican, LSO's home base, and said, "During my work with the LSO over the past years, I've noticed they refreshingly talk about the future, what they can make anew, what they can improve. The sky's the limit. They constantly strive to be a 21st century orchestra." Rattle's also made it clear he wants a new concert hall. Whether he will get one is up in the air. New research shows that cats do enjoy music, just not the stuff that we humans tend to like. A team of psychologists at the University of Wisconsin created custom music designed to appeal to cats. By mixing beats, melodies, and harmonies that fall into the same frequency range that cats use to communicate with each other. The songs also have a tempo similar to the beat that cats purr to. When researchers played their songs for 47 different cats, the animals preferred the specially composed songs to human music, the team reported this week in the journal Applied Animal Behavioral Science. Whenever the researchers played their specially made songs, some of the cats would rub against the music speakers, rather than just stand idly by, as they did when Johann Sebastian Bach's Air on a G String and Gabriel Fauré's Elegy were played. One researcher wrote, "The domestic cat's hearing range is far above its own vocal range. It uses this ability to hunt for some of its favorite prey. In the next phase of the development of music for cats, we will introduce ultrasound music that should be a bit like sonic catnip. That'll be interesting." For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.